To some other news now, Starbucks workers in Buffalo, New York are voting on whether to form the first unionized stores operated by the company in the United States. We should know the result tomorrow. And I should note, Starbucks is among NPR's recent financial supporters. Also that NPR's Alina Selyukh is here to tell us more. Hey there.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so what is happening with this vote happening in Buffalo?
In Buffalo. So several dozen workers from three Starbucks stores around Buffalo have been voting by mail for a few weeks now on whether to unionize, and that vote ends today. If these baristas and shift supervisors vote to join a union, that would be unprecedented for Starbucks. It's a company that's painted itself as a pretty progressive employer with generous benefits, but when it comes to unions, right now no store run by Starbucks in the U.S. has unionized, and we're talking nearly 9,000. Stores. So at stake is a possible watershed moment for this major employer.
And what's at stake for the workers? What are they asking for?
The organizing workers say they want better staffing, saying their stores are often short-staffed. They want better training and better pay, with a big focus on seniority pay, wage increases that would keep up with the years someone spends at Starbucks. Here's one pro-union worker, Michelle Eisen, talking to Senator Bernie Sanders at a virtual town hall yesterday.
You've been with the company now 11 years?
Correct.
And if somebody walks in the door and gets hired tomorrow, you will be making 63 cents an hour more than that person?
That is correct, yes. It's clear that senior employees are not valued to a degree that we should be, given the amount of time and energy we've put into this company.
Now, Starbucks, in response, has pointed to several wage increases in the past, including extras for, quote, tenured workers. The company has argued a union is simply not necessary. It's worth noting that the latest changes by Starbucks came in the middle of this union push. Right before federal officials scheduled this union vote, Starbucks announced it would raise its starting pay to $15 an hour with extra pay for senior staff. It would make more improvements to training and scheduling, hitting all those themes workers had raised. Organizers say they welcome those changes, but worry they are temporary to calm the tensions, while a union contract would be a permanent change.
Now, worth noting that up until now, Starbucks has successfully managed to resist unionization. What might lead one to believe this push for a union will be successful?
Organizers say the pandemic was a galvanizing moment. Starbucks baristas kept going to work through it all. Now, with the Great Resignation, they say they finally feel less disposable or afraid. Certainly, they face difficult odds, though this past year we've seen a surge in organizing and strikes. We've all also seen big labor losses, like Amazon defeating a union vote in Alabama. But already, additional Starbucks stores have begun pushing for a union. Three more near Buffalo and one in Arizona. The vote in Buffalo ends today. We'll have the result tomorrow.
Thank you, Alina.
Thank you.
NPR's Alina Selyukh.